This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Science Cafe is kicking off again this semester through the Science Center of Southern Illinois, located in the Carbondale University Mall. The next presentation focuses on microbiology, and specifically subsurface microbiology, so we thought we would talk to an expert on that. He's a microbiologist at Southern Illinois University, Scott Hamilton Bream. Scott, thanks for coming in.
Hi, thank you.
So when you talk about microbiology, people can probably get to the point that that's, okay, very small living things. What is subsurface microbiology? What are we talking about here?
Subsurface microbiology is kind of a new concept to think about of life underground. We are very inundated by life above the surface, plants and animals and all that. But below our feet, there are vast surfaces down there where microbes can live. And there's actually now a good indication that there's more biomass, more life underground than there is on the surface. And this is a realm that we know very little about.
How important is it in your mind to know more about what's living under our feet?
Very important, because if there's vast amounts of life down there, they're living in absence of sunlight. The conditions are usually very hot, hostile, minimum carbon and energy sources. And yet, if they're living down there in vast numbers, the question is, how are they doing it? Some of the processes that they do this may be very important to industrial or medical applications. So it's kind of an unknown realm, and you know, if we don't know about it, that's a disadvantage for us.
So you mentioned that it would be beneficial then for people who are doing medical research or other types of perhaps research here on Earth. But when you talk about a desolate condition or something that really shouldn't support life, I think about that's the way people describe Mars, and there's no way people could have ever lived or organisms could have ever lived on Mars. It seems like that might not be true.
It's very true. I mean, the practical reasons, of course, are, you know, looking for industry and medical purposes, but the kind of fundamental questions such as, you know, are we alone in the universe, it becomes very important to understand because, yeah, when you look at Mars, we've been looking extensively on the surface, and that's what we can do with robots, but maybe on the surface is not where life starts. Maybe life starts in the depths of planets. And so even though NASA's looking at the Goldilocks zone of planets living or in position to the sun where you have liquid water on the surface, but maybe if the planet has an active core, that's more important for life to be able to generate and start inside underneath the surface. So when you look at planets like Pluto or moons like Europa, these are areas where the core, there's heat and there's energy in the form of methane and hydrogen. This can support life. So this completely expands and changes how we look at the universe and our solar system, that life may actually be very plentiful, just hidden away under the surface.
And you can learn more about all of this by going to the Science Center of Southern Illinois' Science Cafe. It's coming up this Thursday evening. That's February 23rd. Go to yoursciencecenter.org to get more information about the Science Cafes, or you can give them a call. It's, again, at the University Mall in Carbondale. Scott, for people who are not involved in science in everyday life, how important is it that they know about microbes and microbiology and this subsurface microbiology as well?
It's very important. I mean, you can't go anywhere on this planet without encountering microbes. And actually, there are more microbes in us than there is us. And so understanding this affects everything we do, from our health to even maybe our behavior. So these little engineers of this planet, it would behoove us to understand how they do things and how they affect our everyday life and how they transform our planet and also transform other planets. So when you study microbes, you are studying the real basis, the fundamentals of everything, pretty much. And so it's really exciting because, you know, we can only culture about 1% of the organisms in our labs. That leaves 99% that we can't grow, and that's a disadvantage. Again, we have a lot of room to learn.
for people who hear the word microbe and they automatically think bad, they need yeah. antimicrobial soaps and things like that. Microbes are not necessarily all bad.
No, no. Actually, the vast majority of them are very benign or actually very beneficial to us. The transformation of the early Earth was due to cyanobacteria, the generation of gases like oxygen. But also in our own body, our own metabolism and systems, we have the bad ones that cause the disease, but we also have the unsung heroes that defend our bodies from invaders. And so, again, very important microbes to us and also to all life in general. And yet, like I said, we just know very little about them. We're learning new stuff about them every day.
And again, you can learn more by going to the Science Center of Southern Illinois' Science Cafe. It's February 23rd. Scott Hamilton Bream will be the presenter of that, with the subsurface microbiology, both on the Earth and on Mars and other places that you might be able to think of. Scott, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.